Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, we're this morning, we'll look at the top five. We look at the top five every day on the VFNTV blog. And the top five this morning, the top five stories on the VFNTV blog, you get to it at VFNTV.com, of course, is, again, it looks like that, you know, with over 9,000, you know, viewers coming in and viewing, you know, what we're doing and hearing and listening, a combination of all the things for VFNTV and the daily radio program, that your concern is you know, we're hearing with you, obviously, because you're coming in, you're wanting to know about Islam, what's happening, and explain the Muslim Brotherhood, and how do I personally transform my life? Because the top one, again, has to do with Islam, transformation through migration and immigration. You got to see that. You'll see the number one today on the top five is how just through migration and immigration. That's mm-hmm. why you're seeing right now, you know, many leaders just not pay attention to immigration, because there is a motive, and we'll talk about that motive today on VFN Radio, that they want the infiltration of what they believe is right. They want to see migration. They want to see immigration, however they come over the borders, because eventually they want to push America to a place of democracy, because we're not a democracy. We're a republic. Mm-hmm. There's a big difference.
Right.
A democracy is one man, one vote, and all of a sudden you just got to convince 51 people in a group of 100 to be able to buy into the wrong direction like Hitler did.
Right.
And next thing you know, you have a communism or Marxism or, you know, that type of situation, or socialism, which is where the government becomes God mm-hmm. in the minds of men. And so here we are. I mean, you've got to see this. The birth rate, it talks about the birth rate and how Europe is going to be turning into a because their birth rate's not where it needs to be. The Europeans' birth rate's not going to be where it needs to be. Through migration, Islam is bringing many Muslims into the European nations, and they're having their children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're doing what we're supposed to do in regards to having families and raising them and that type of thing, and therefore they're just through that being alone in a matter of time. So it's like maybe 20 years they're saying it will be an Islamic nation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so we're a republic now. Most people, I just watched Congressman on the television news the other day, and he's talking about the health care bill and stuff. And he says, well, it's not fully formed yet, and we could change it, and that's what democracy is all about. And I'm like, you know, Jiminy crickets. You know, even our congressmen don't even know it's a republic, even though they hold their hands over their heart.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. They still call it a democracy. It's like, oh my goodness.
I know.
You know, what's going on? And so that's the number one. Number two is racism in the traditional church, talking about, you know, Derek's interview and what happened to him, that one of his 5-year fellow pew mates who was sitting on the pew next to him, and he's an African-American and she's white, called the police on him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and says, there's a black man looking in our car windows in our parking lot. It's your brother, ma'am.
Right.
It's your brother. And you got to hear about this, because a lot of people are having this experience. And the thing about it is, it just proves that kind of expression that we ended up in is not working, because mm-hmm. Jesus said, if you don't love your brother, you don't love me. But the whole mm-hmm. thing is, how can I know if I love you if I'm not even spending enough time to know you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I just assume I love them. It's like, I wonder if that gets you in or not.
Right.
You know, what if you're considered a liar or not? Because
right.
I'm assuming I do.
Because
mm-hmm. you really find out if you love somebody when you spend some time with them, right?
Exactly.
It's like, oh my goodness. And you find out what parts of you haven't died when you see what parts of them hadn't died.
Instantly.
Instantly. It's like the guy that gets married, you know, and he calls me up and he calls me up and he says, it's like 2:00 in the morning, 3:00 in the morning. We're sticking out these camp and trip signs, you know, for the prophecy that we're doing. And
and
I told him beforehand, you know, you need to go through marriage counseling. You need to, oh no, man, we got it. And he's married like 2 days. 2 days, right? And he calls me up and he says, she's following me. I'm like, who? It's my wife. I said, you're married. That's your wife. And he goes, am I still, it's only been 2 days. I must. No, you're married. You know, give it a week. You know what I'm saying? Give it a week. And it was just, you know, he found out what parts of him, you know, that he had this whole mindset of who he was in God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even he was a singer. He sang and everybody loved his gift. And, but he found out who he was when he married somebody who he thought was,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? And so, yeah. And in that, you know, you don't know if you love Jesus till you get close to people. And that's when you see people that are like looking at their watch when you're talking to them, or they're buzzing past you or something like that. You know, you got to ask the question, is it really their fault? Or is it your fault? Because you continue to say this is family when it's not.
Mm-hmm.
You sit here and say that they love you and they don't even know you. And you're projecting these things on people. But the reality is every day you're faced with the consequences of not taking the time yourself to get related and to introduce yourself and to spend time with people. And so just, you know, you get to know them, they might call the police on you. You look at them in the square in their face. I'm your brother. You know, we're together. We're family. So that's number two on there. Number three is where to start the transformation. Praise God. That's still up there. There is hope right where you are. You can begin a personal transformation. You know, just go there and find out where the personal transformation starts with you personally, then with a few others. And next thing you know, your entire gathering, wherever you gather at, you could be the one person who begins to stand in the gap for them, and everybody begins to hear from God. And the fourth one is an explanation of America and Islam. It's you know, in the context of, you know, what are the two, and to kind of explain this more of the same genre, but it's like Muslim Brotherhood 101. It's a whiteboard chalk drawing, basically, but it's not chalk. It's the white markers. That just explains it to you. Mm-hmm. And you got to see this because you need to understand that, you know, we were during a seven-year fast.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm in heaven now talking to you. We're doing a seven-day fast. 7 years. Can you imagine? I'm just feeling like we need to have a seven-year fast. Okay, well, I'll see you in heaven seven years.
Let me know
how it goes. And a seven-day fast in the beginning of this year. And the Lord laid on our hearts as the full body where we're, you know, we're over the throughout the United States and out of the States. And we just wanted to seek God, you know, humble ourselves. You know, we knew what was happening this year, what God's been showing us is going to happen. And we just thought, you know, we need God and we need to hear him. And during that time, one of our leaders had a dream. And in the dream, they were shown our President Barack Hussein Obama, in the basement of the White House, signing a contract or a covenant with the Muslim Brotherhood.
Mm-hmm.
There's some sort of agreement, you know, that he's made with the Muslim Brotherhood. You know, the thing about it is that if you see Islam as a good thing, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You don't see that as a negative thing. But today we're gonna talk to you about the difference. We're gonna talk. Congressman Michelle Bachmann. We have an interview with her where she just said that you know, the government of America has been infiltrated by the Muslim Brotherhood and by CAIR, CAIR. We're gonna talk about that as well. How CAIR is using the United Nations to be able to infiltrate. The Muslim Brotherhood is using CAIR to be able to go through the United Nations to be able to come into our country to do the things that they want to do. And then we're gonna compare their book, their prophet's book, Muhammad's book, the Quran, with the Holy Bible. You're going to be blown away. It's the opposite. It's mm-hmm. the complete opposite of the Bible. I mean, if the Bible says up, the Quran says down.
Mm-hmm.
If and it does, the Bible says there will be a mark of the beast, and this is bad,
mm-hmm.
then the Quran says there. Savior will come out of the ground and put a mark on you, and this is a good thing. It mm-hmm. lets you, you know, it's like they mm-hmm. fall into the whole antithesis of the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to make it available to you on the VFN TV blog, so you're going to be able to look at both of them yourself. You're going to look at the Quran, the page in the Quran, then you're going to look at a page in the Bible, and you're going to be able to be informed. And we need you to be informed. We're going to need the church to rise up. You know, this is why we're doing what we're doing, to encourage you that you're not alone. And as we're seeing our top views on the VFN TV blog, you're hearing us. You're hearing us. You're understanding. But we can't just you know, go half-heartedly at this. We have to understand. God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And buying into Islam as an acceptable, true Islam, not backslidden or moderate Muslims. I'm talking about people who actually read the Quran and believe the Quran and are loyal to Muhammad. I'm not talking about, you know, it reminds me of John Stenberger. You know, he's an attorney, uh-huh. and yeah. he's the one responsible for getting the marriage amendment on the Constitution in Florida. And he was talking about, one of his friends said that this is how America will work. It'll work with this way. If we will focus more on the moderate Muslim, the moderate one, mm-hmm. and if we focus on that, then, you know, America will work. And I said, well, you mean you're talking about a Muslim who is not loyal to the Quran?
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, well, they don't know what it was. So you're saying a backslidden Muslim is the hope for America. And I said, the very reality of preaching Jesus, because, you know, you can preach whatever God you want to. With us as Christians, we're just going like, okay, that's not God, but I'm going to preach Jesus, and we'll just see, like Elijah said, who's God's God? And you choose. Mm. But Islam's not that way. And so therefore, preaching Jesus as the Son of God, who he is, totally is offensive and to Islam, and they consider that an attack. Mm-hmm. And they respond, as you're seeing, the way they respond. And it's like, hey, wait a minute. If we're letting you preach your God in America, mm-hmm. but you're not, you know, we can't preach ours. And so I said to John, I said, so you're saying then the hope for America is a backslidden Christian too, because one who doesn't know the word of God, who doesn't preach the word of God, doesn't know that they have to be loyal to Jesus and him only,
mm-hmm.
you know? And he's like, you know, he kind of shakes his head like, I never thought, like a paused and thought.
Mm-hmm.
And so in our conversation, you know, was the hope for America. And this is what his friend was telling him is summarized by a backslidden Muslim and a black backslidden Christian. Is that crazy?
Wow.
And the thing is, you know, before you sell God out,
mm-hmm.
you know, for your loyalties to anything over God, including a nation, you need to check yourself, you know, because God gave us the nation because of the church. The church didn't come the other way around.
Right.
So Christians came and sought a place to worship God freely. And long story short, as you see, is the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, that God gave us a country. And the First Amendment said, don't mess with our God and how we worship him. Government, you can't have any influence in that. And God has blessed America to be, you know, one of the most blessed nations outside of Israel on the face of the earth, you know, mm-hmm. it's ever been.
Right.
And but now we're faced with a choice, you know, do we really believe that God blessed this nation and he's the one that gave us the wisdom and the knowledge and the favor and the protection? Or do we think we did it on our own strength? If we keep removing his name from everything, if we think we got to bow down to other gods, if we got to backslide on Jesus to be able to have an upslidden country, it's like, do you really want to do that in the long run? Do you think that, you know, he says very specifically that he tells a nation it'll be blessed and it'll arise, but if it does evil in his sight, he'll take it down. He'll remove that which he wanted. And so he's the one that raises nations and drops them down. And nations come and nations go. And so understanding that here we are, we need to understand Islam, because it looks like part of the end time move. And what's happening is, because it talks about, when you look at the comparison, I know we're kind of jumping ahead here, but, you know, it's about removing the head just below the head, cutting your neck off, cutting your head off. Just below the head. I mean, it says it in the Quran,
right.
You know, and it says that martyrs are beheaded, and it's like, come on, you know, come on, church, really. I mean, mm-hmm. come on, we need to wake up. And it's like, if your freedom takes away my freedom to worship, if your freedom breaks my leg or robs from me, that's not freedom. That's, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you are influencing on stopping our freedom from doing that and preaching Jesus freely. And so many Christians, you know, it's like, come on, quit being so scared and intimidated. And understand, when you hear words come out of people's mouths, that's spirits. He says, the words I speak to you, the flesh counts for nothing, but the words I speak to you are spirit.
Mm.
When you hear, you know, people in authority threaten you, when you hear people that are to religious leaders, and they're saying things that intimidate you and try to oppress you and try to hold you back. That's second heaven. That's a spirit. They're held captive and they're being used, like Peter was being used that time when he said to Jesus, "Hey, don't go to Jerusalem," because he says, "You almost tempted me." He says, "Get behind me, Satan," mm-hmm. not Peter. Right. "You almost tempted me not to do the Father's will." And so we have to understand that the spirit across the land right now is fear and intimidation. But God does not give us a spirit of fear, right. but a power, love, and a sound mind. Power, love, and a sound mind. And knowing this, that if we're not moving in that spirit, then that means then we need to repent and say, you know what? God, forgive me for that, for not being bold. And so, with that, it's just time. It's time to rise up. It's time to be bold. You know, when the disciples were backed in the corner, they didn't say, "Oh, you know, rescue us." They said, "Lord, give us a spirit of boldness, Holy Spirit boldness." And it's time for the church to be bold. It's time for the church to be bold. Well, the fifth on the top five is Drew Brees. Where he gets $100 million contract. $100 million contract. Isn't that amazing?
Amazing.
And he gets $60 million, right?
Guaranteed.
Right up front or?
Well, over 2 years.
Over 2 years. Oh, that's like $30 million a year.
Well, he'll get the first 40 this year and then the other 20 next year.
Wow.
I guess and then 20 thereafter.
I guess that means he doesn't have like payments on his car, huh?
Yeah. Probably not.
Or in his house. He don't have a mortgage payment, huh?
I wouldn't think so.
Oh, my goodness.
If he's smart.
Yeah, if he's smart, I doubt very seriously that he does. We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.